fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the 18th day of March, 2006. Going straight to the news, we're at the third anniversary, about to begin the fourth year of this war in Iraq. In 8 months, we will be equal to the same period of time the United States was involved in World War II. So, where are we after 3 years? I can't tell where we're having much success, quite frankly. We're having worldwide protests all over the planet regarding this war, and what many legal scholars have concluded is a violation of international law in this invasion of a country at peace. President Bush is making speeches trying to drum up support for the war, apparently with limited success. And the thing that nobody wants to talk about or mention is the joint congressional resolution that gave the president the authority to invade this country in the first place. Which, reading that, quite frankly, if you want to look at the most powerful anti-war document there is, the joint congressional resolution to invade Iraq is certainly that, in my opinion. Other news, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is talking about more drought in the Midwest and the grain-growing areas. We'll be talking with a special guest today, at least about this some bit. He's a wheat farmer, and he knows a lot about what it means to have moisture and not have moisture when it comes to the Missouri, and not just Missouri, but the entire Midwest when it comes to growing grain. I've got these maps here in front of me from NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Looks like the drought will be just as severe. We got our first break coming up. We got a special guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, going straight to the firearms tip of the week. I mentioned this, I try to mention this several times a year. Gentlemen, get spare parts for that favorite firearm, whether it's your M14 or 1911, whatever it might be, M1 carbine, AR-15. In general, here's what goes bad on these firearms. The springs and extractors and firing pins. Firing pins aren't too much of a problem in military-issue weapons, but springs and extractors can and will break on any firearm. Let me repeat, springs and extractors can and will break on any firearm, and it would just be a crying shame to have something like an M14 or a 1911 or M1 carbine be down and not functional because of a 25-cent spring. So the time to get those springs, those extractors, those spare parts is now while you can. It is not easy to fabricate springs. It is very, very difficult, and you have to know what you're doing, and you have to have access to what they call spring steel. It's pretty simple to do now. It will be quite different later in hard times. Book of the week. I haven't talked much about videos, but ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to the RBN Live website, rbnlive.com. Look at the videos. Quite frankly, I was just looking at them a few minutes ago. I'd like to have all of them. I think they're all worthwhile. They tell stories that need to be told, and videos can do things and tell stories in a manner that books can't. There's one in particular titled JFK 2, the Bush connection, looks particularly interesting to me. Several other videos there about 911 information that is best shown on video, in my opinion. Check them out. Last but not least, health tip of the week. This goes right into the heart of the matter in our special guest today. We have a lot of advertisers here on rvnlive.com regarding health and wellness, because the advertisers know that this is a prime market for people who are educated and want to be healthy. Our guest today is Mr. Stan Irvin, the gentleman who began a company called Biozyme Ag, Biozyme Heartline, heartlandag.com. Fantastic line of products. It doesn't matter whether you're growing tomatoes in 5-gallon plastic buckets on the porch of your little studio apartment, or whether you've got thousands of acres of row crops, corn, wheat, soybeans, or cattle, or whatever it might be. These Biozyme microbes will help you. Help you have more plentiful crops and crops that have better nutrition. Help your animals be healthier. All those things from Heartland and BiozymeAg.com. Without further ado, Stan, are you on the line?
You bet, Jim. All right. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How is the weather out there in Hayes, Kansas?
Well, believe it or not, we've got a little bit of a mist, a little rain, the worst I've seen for a long time. And I guess, to be real honest about it, whatever we get, we're very thankful to get to what we've been getting. And we've had some very, very serious problems out here as far as droughts and fires and things such as that has been taking place here in the last, I should say, probably the 6 weeks for sure.
Well, Sam, tell me, is this going to be enough moisture to save the winter wheat crop?
No.
It won't?
Not as of yet. In fact, there's some of the wheat that in areas that's had, the rain's been very sporadic this last year or so, and there'll be areas that there's going to be some wheat, not near what the demand's going to be, and there's areas that the wheat has already been lost, and there's areas that wheat had, they never, no emergence has even taken place, just because it's just been that dry. And of course, that's down into the Texas, Panhandle and Oklahoma, and of course through the Midwest here of Kansas, Colorado, and in fact here recently we've had areas to where we've even had pastures, believe it or not, that has been blowing.
No kidding.
Yes.
Now, Stan, I'm sitting here looking at a map of the United States. Now, the grain-growing area basically is between the Mississippi and the Rocky Mountains, of course, including Illinois and Wisconsin, maybe part of Indiana. That area in the 50s and 60s had the biggest crops of grains in the history of the planet, and huge surpluses. What's the status of grain surpluses right now in 2006?
Well, if you want my interpretation or what might be out there as far as being told to the people.
Well, I want to hear the real deal.
Okay. Well, to be real honest about it, I feel that the surplus, we know that there's not a surplus or very little as far as the United States. Now, of course, they talk about the world surplus, or what's on hand. Of course, they're talking about, well, we might have to ship some back into the United States or what have you on something we might need. That's a lot of that's being done anyhow.
Really?
But, oh, yes. And but we are definitely, we're getting into a very serious situation. There's no getting around about it. The losses of the grain crops, especially on dry land, the production is not going to be there. It's just not, because of the fact it takes moisture to raise, and then plus also now the energy cost of irrigation that we're dealing with. We got a lot of problems out here that's in the making as far as production, because of the fact that it's just not going to be feasible for people to stay in business to try to raise a cash crop. And more likely it's going to be a grain crop of some kind.
Now, Stan, tell us, how long have you been a farmer?
Well, I've been a farmer all my life, and, of course, I'm 64 years old.
Okay. And you start out, most men in farming, they start out when they're 8 or 10 years old helping around the farm. So we're looking at more than half a century you've been a farmer.
Yes.
Okay. Now, at some point, you began developing these microbes and what's now become the Biozyme line of products. When did that all begin?
Well, I've been messing around with some of that back in the 80s. And, of course, I was introduced to it. I had a clientele of folks that was done a lot of experimental work on a lot of different things. And, of course, I was in the fertilizer chemical business for 26 years. I had a business that worked in 5 states. And, of course, I was definitely programmed in the ways and means of fertilizing and the chemical business. Not realizing that I would ever be doing something as I'm doing today.
At some point, all that changed for you, and you came to realize the real deal when it came to what's the most benefit for the crops and for the farmer. And at that point, you began this line of products and researching and developing. Tell us now, you've got Biozyme Ag products. Let's just pick out one product that would be beneficial for people that are raising gardens, for example, vegetable gardens. What would that be?
Okay, well, it would be a product we call Soil Enhancer. Of course, we have a label on it. Of course, the label will talk about being lawn and garden. But basically, it's the same thing as what goes out here on the field crops or whatever. What we're doing is we're putting back the life of the soil to what used to be there one time as our ancestors migrated across the country. And they homesteaded in different places, and it wasn't hard for them to be able to get some sort of production if they had any kind of moisture at all, and not with a lot less efforts, because they didn't have the equipment, the tillage equipment that we have today. And so I should say not less effort. I should say that it was effort, but it wasn't. The fact is, whether they could or they couldn't, it was much easier to do so. And the reason was because of the fact that we did have the life of the soil. It was what known as being virgin soil, and it had not been exposed to lots of chemicals. And therefore, at that time, it was easy to get a production if you manage the land right, as far as your conservation and what have you.
Okay, now, for a period of time, quite a few decades, going up to the present time, fertilizers, insecticides, pesticides, and the petrochemical industry have been used on farmland. That has led to, in my opinion, drastically decreased nutritional value for the various crops. Now, how does your product change all that?
Okay, basically what we're doing is we're putting back into the soil what Mother Nature had provided for us to start with. And, of course, we're going back to where we're, as we talk about putting the life back to the soil. Of course, what we're doing is we're putting the life back to the soil with the fact that we establish our own microbes. And, of course, we have several different families of microbes, which creates over 100-some species of microbes to do the different things we need to do today, because what man has done in the past as far as destroying the soil that we're trying to put back. Now, we're not advocating the fact that you cannot use a petroleum-based fertilizer or something of that base or something on that order in a commercial line. Because the fact is, and there's a lot of people out there that want to get into the organic or what have you, and there's sure nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But what we've done is we've created the microbes. And, of course, it's not really the creation. What we've done is we're going back, as I said, Mother Nature doing its thing.
We've done a lot of things. Hold on, Stan. Hold on. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back after the break.
Okay.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on the 18th day of March, 2006. Talking with our special guest, Mr. Stan Irvin, the proprietor of Biozyme Ag. Now, how do you reach Stan? That's a good question. Of course, he has a website. It's biozymeag.com. I'll spell that for you. BIOZYMEAG.com. Biozymeag.com. Telephone number, I'll say it twice and I'll say it slowly. 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. Stan, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Okay. Now, tell us. I understand. I'm going to tell a little bit about what I know, and then you can fill in the details about wheat. Now, wheat has protein content, and the normal protein content, I understand, is about 7 to 10%. Is that correct?
On average, normally any more is around, you're about 7 to 10%.
Now, Stan's wheat coming into the grain elevator, they measure it for protein content, and what happens?
Okay, this year before last, we had the highest protein in the state of Kansas on the overall, on the complete crop. And, of course, they don't give you the complete, what the average of the protein will be until you finish up your harvest.
Right.
And we averaged out 16.3% year before last. Last year, again, we had the highest protein in the state of Kansas on average on bushels harvested, and it came up 15.7.
Now, you were looking at more than a 50% increase in protein content, which, I mean, I'm a city boy, but that's to me, that sounds pretty phenomenal.
Well, yes, but what it amounts to is, J.R., you see the obesity and things that are going on. People are walking around today with definitely their bellies full, but still starving to death.
Absolutely.
And this is a big problem we have in this nation today, the quality
of
feed.
Absolutely. Now, you had some visitors at your place in the not-too-recent past from halfway around the planet. And they who are these people and what did they want to do?
Okay, yes, we had people come in from China.
The People's Republic of China.
Yes.
Okay.
And they were in to look to see. They'd heard about what we were doing. And it's amazing how people on one side of the world are gonna could be on the other side and yet know what might be taking place. But we have had guests at our establishment, and they were from China.
What did they want?
And they were interested in to see what we were doing as far as how we were growing our microbes, and also wanting to know, very interested in wanting to buy and have the rights or have the privilege to be able to control and sell the microbes that we produce.
Did they want to buy your product or make your product?
Well, they're wanting to buy the formulation or whatever the case might be. They were wanting to do that and take it to China. Of course, they want me to come to China to help build the product, help build the facilities, and show them how to use the products.
Would it be a fair statement to say that they wanted to buy everything you had? Would that be a fair statement?
It got into that, yes.
Okay. And what was your response?
Well, no. Wasn't interested because of the fact that we got enough troubles in our own country alone, and I was not interested in going to China or showing anybody else in any other country about what we're doing at this time.
Because so you turned down one of the most powerful countries on the planet, and they just took their hat in their hand and left and said, have a nice day?
Well, we hadn't heard anything from them since.
That you know of.
Yeah.
The reason I'm laughing, Stan and I have talked about this off the air quite a bit. In my opinion, it wasn't just the Chinese government and the People's Liberation Army are one and the same thing. I mean, we're dealing with some very powerful entities here that have very serious resources, and clearly they want what Stan has very bad, at least in my mind, that's very clear. Stan, this is a live call-in show. We may have some callers, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443 for anybody that has a question or a comment. We'd be glad to entertain that. Now, Stan, you have quite a deal going here where people can buy your product, and you're looking for distributors also, I understand.
Yes, we're looking for distributors and dealers across the nation because of the fact that we know we cannot do all the work out of our main office here, that we're looking for people to represent us and represent us well. And
hold on, we got another break. Stan, hold on, we'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about food here and growing food. And we've got a sponsor that I need to tell you about, Freeze Dry Guy. If you want to get the highest quality freeze-dried beef, chicken, pork chops, cottage cheese, peas, eggs, beef stew, the highest quality freeze-dried food at the best price, here's what you do. You do your price shopping, do your comparison shopping, check out 4 or 5 places, see what they got, and see what their prices are. After you've done that, then go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the quality and the pricing. And don't get me wrong, freeze-dried food can get to be pretty expensive. You buy it one pack at a time at your local sporting goods store, you're basically spending as much as you would for a restaurant meal at a low-priced restaurant. Check out the Freeze-Dry Guy. You'll be very pleasantly surprised at what you find. FreezeDryGuy.com. Stan, are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, we've got a situation here where, in my opinion, BioZymeAg.com can and should revolutionize agriculture by increasing the volume and the nutritional value of food while at the same time eliminating chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. That sounds like the best of all worlds, and certainly something that would help the farmer and help Americans to have a better diet and be healthier. Is that correct?
Yes, without a doubt. What it amounts to is, of course, we've been using the fertilizer, the herbicides, the pesticides, and what we've got to do, of course, is we're going back to clean up the fertilizer. We're going, or the ground that's been fertilized with the herbicides. And of course, you have a lot of hydrocarbons that's also being used. And also, you might say your bonding agents to put a lot of these different herbicides together, which supposedly we're getting better results all the time. Well, the reason we're getting better results is because the fact is, the weeds that we're trying to control, the immune system from what we've been doing in the past, is it's been harder to deal with, so we come up with a stronger chemical. Well, we're doing, and we'll go step into the fertilizer first. What we do with the fertilizer, and I started to get into it a bit ago, we are able to use the commercial fertilizer. Because a lot of areas, that there's just no way they're able to do the organic way because of the cost and also freight, all the things involved in that part of it.
Right.
So what they're doing, what we found is we use less fertilizer, but we make the conversion. In other words, I can remember when I was a kid what kind of response that we were, when we first started using fertilizer, what the response was, and I'd say probably 30% of what's being used today on average and getting a very good return and getting a response from the fertilizer.
Now, that would have been in the late 1940s, early 1950s?
That was in the 60s.
In the 60s,
yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, late 50s and in the 60s.
Okay.
Okay. When we got into that, first thing we knew, the fact that it'd take a little more fertilizer and take a little more, anything we was trying to do was always taking a little more of. The reason was because of the fact that your fertilizer, which is, your commercial fertilizer, which also all of it has some sort of a salt base with it. Well, therefore, to get the results we had because of the salts and things we're applying to the soil, we weren't getting the results, so we keep adding more fertilizer to do the same thing. I had a man tell me here one time up in Wisconsin, was telling me, he says, you know, I've put up as much as 700 pounds of N to try to raise the same kind of corn that I did 25 years ago. What in the world's going on?
Right.
Well, look, it's a problem because of the fact that the contaminants we applied to the soil, and so the next thing we got to do is we got to clean that up. Well, this is what we're finding out now with our microbes, that we can go back and reinstate the organic matter of the soil. You're going to find most of the soil, and of course a lot of people talk about the soil now in cultivation, which in the United States has been in cultivation for, 125 years on some of it, and longer, and that they claim the soil's been mined. Well, yes, in one aspect it has. But the reason is because we hadn't thought about the fact that we had to put back the life we're talking about, as we do with microbes.
Now, the microbes are actually restoring the soil back to what it was 100 years ago.
That's exactly right.
That's amazing.
And what goes on there, because the fact that the microbes, as you apply them to the soil, what it does, it starts your life. In other words, the multiplications, as it comes out of dormancy, the multiplications will step in there, and it will start enhancing right off the bat as far as the numbers. Okay, that's a live being. That's a live bug. And it's a good bug. And it's a bug of bacteria.
Right.
And what we're doing is we're putting back the life, and how we're doing it is by using the microbes. Okay? Now, when that has all taken place, then we have the multiplications, we have the living, we have the waste, they die, they reproduce. All of these things goes on in life.
Right.
It's also taking place in that soil. This is when you start to bring back your organic matter in your soil.
So the second year will be better than the first.
Oh, yes. As you keep applying and getting things back in order, and, of course, there's a lot of people in their gardens and lawns and what have you. They do their composting and what have you. This will also help in the composting. And, of course, a lot of people saying they're just doing organic and what have you. But yet when they're doing organic, they'll go to a dairy or they'll go to some place to get their manure, and they'll have that in their compost piles, and whatever else that they might be getting will be in the compost piles. And, of course, then they're applying that to the land.
Right, right.
A lot of people don't have any idea in the world what they're actually really applying to the soil. I mean, everybody's got good, great intentions.
Right.
And I respect that. But the main thing is there's still things, there's informalities that's in there, and it could be that it came right from an organic dairy, supposedly.
Right.
But still, because the environment and what have you, and the things that have fallen out of the air and all the things that we have in our atmosphere, well, whether actually it is or it isn't, and somebody says, I completely grow totally, truly organic, well, my idea is being completely, totally, truly organic, you probably better be in some kind of a capsule someplace at to where you establish the whole complete scenario.
Absolutely. Stan, I need to talk a little bit here about one of my sponsors, KT Ordnance up in Dillon, Montana. You farmers, you all have guns, don't you?
You bet.
Okay. Well, this is a way, Stan, to get firearms, the highest quality firearms, at a very deep discount. That's by buying kits and building your own firearms with the help of a master machinist that would be Mr. Saletta, the owner of KT Ordnance up in Dillon, Montana. And, of course, he has a phone number. It's 406-834-3611, 406-834-3611. And their website is KT Ordnance, no I. It's Kilo Tango Ordnance.com. I'm going to have a link on my website for these folks soon. I think, well, actually, it may already be up there. And we've got the machine gun shoot coming up the third week of July. Check the website, ktordnance.com, no I in there, and you'll get the details on that. I hope to be an instructor up there. Our first caller's on the line, John in New York. Are you there, sir?
Ben, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind today?
Just going to throw some stuff at him quick, and what he can answer, great. And if he can't, well, I've given too much of an item here. Number one, I'm a farmer also. We only had about a 50% grass crop last year. I'm awful scared to plant any corn because of the high, the frost. Just we go from being warm to cold back and forth so hard, and the winds get extreme that I'm a little scared of having anything that would be hit that doesn't survive it. Have you read anything on the Clifford E. Connicom to where he talks about the toxicity in the soil and like they can't even grow grass in New Mexico due to the high barium levels of salinity and whatnot in the soils? Secondly, do you have any neighbors that use like that have their own weather modification equipment that they could share within themselves to try to get it to rain everywhere? Also, the minerals in the early 1900s, we were told that there was like a public announcement that we lost all our minerals in our soil all of a sudden. It was like, we have no minerals anymore, so we can't grow crops anymore, and it's a real problem. Was that just a complete hoax? And then there's a thing where in the ocean, they were doing an investigation at the depths, and there was absolutely nothingness until they hit these oil pavement areas, which was just oil, and it was so cold and hot, heavy of pressure that they made like asphalt. But all of a sudden, thousands of crustaceans and thousands of breeds of life showed up, in which just because there's hydrocarbons there doesn't mean it's toxic. It can be turned around to where it's a positive thing. Also,
okay. That's about as much as we can cover,
okay.
Here, John.
Very good.
Okay,
I'll hang up and let you try to cover it.
Okay. Well, John's a regular caller here, Stan, and he had a whole host of questions. I've never heard of this thing about the soil being toxic in New Mexico, have you?
Well, basically, the reason it might be toxic in New Mexico and areas is because of the fact that the drought, for one thing.
Okay.
And, of course, now, of course, he mentioned the fact about the selenium or what have you.
Right.
And, of course, there again is the fact that that has something to do with our microbes, which are, the selenium is getting to be a real problem, and also where the irrigation, where they're
irrigating. Is that a type of salt?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was. Okay.
And there'll be a lot of the irrigation wells are definitely doing a whole lot as far as bringing this to the top.
But also, there again, we're finding because the microbes, where they did have applied the microbes on it, they're seeing that they are getting reduction of the salt. And, of course, you'll see a lot of this land where it's had this water has been, well, they've been a water with irrigation with these pivots and what have you. You're seeing it to where you'll see a lot of just a white, well, just it looks like it's kind of a white dust will be on top of it.
And that's the salt.
Yes, it is.
Well, we've known since the days of the Roman Carthage, if you want to stop the farmers, you put salt in the soil. That's how they wiped out Carthage, was plowing salt into the soil.
Well, salt will definitely have something to do with it. Now, as far as the hydrocarbons, and he's exactly right, the hydrocarbons is an asset to the soil, a certain amount of them. But also we have areas of where you have your oil spills and what have you, and, of course, the oil where the production, oil production is taking place. They use a lot of our microbes now for cleaning up around the oil leases and what have you, because the fact is that what they're wanting to do is just dig the dirt down 6 or 8 feet and hauling it off and haul new dirt back in there and taking this into the disposal dump somewhere, which is totally ridiculous. What it amounts to, again, is put the life back in there. Something, in other words, our microbes, they're looking for something to eat. Now, we've got all these different species, all these different families of microbes. They're in this particular, in our formulation, because we don't know exactly what all man has done to the soil.
Right.
And so, therefore, why we can definitely get a cleanup on that. Now, he was talking about the fact of changes in the weather, hot and cold, and this type of thing. Well, to be honest about it, if you have the right kind of bacteria in your grass, where you got all this stuff working the way it's supposed to, you will not have to worry about the fact of the winter kill and what have you that we deal with sometimes. And we've seen this out here on wheat on some very, very harsh conditions. And if you got everything back in balance in your soil and what have you, and I'm talking about your fertilizer.
Right.
And it's also important that people do need to fertilize or do their test, the soil test, to find out what's there. Because you have your NP and K, your secondary elements, and also your micronutrients. But your secondary elements is either something to balance your, well, it's going to be helping to balance the pH of the soil. And of course, your micronutrients is the things that's out there that we've just literally mined that we can put back into a form of a fertilizer or what have you.
Okay, we got another caller. John in Florida. Are you there, sir? John in Florida.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Stan, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I have a question here. Going back to 1974, I worked with a product that was similar to, I think, what you're describing here. Does this product, I turned in kind of late. Can you give me the name of it?
Our product is Biozyme.
Bio what?
Biozyme. Biozyme.
Okay.
And our website is biozymeag.com, and also we have another website, and it's heartlandmicrobes.com.
And do y'all have any brochures that you send out?
Yes, sir.
Can I get your number?
785-628-6435.
6435?
Right. We'd be more happy to visit with you about it, too.
The microbes that you're talking about, do they give birth to other generations as they die off?
Well, the multiplications in one aspect is another, but yes, they have a way to where they do their multiplication, absolutely.
And then each generation sort of helps build up a layer above it, and then it goes, and then it goes down, correct?
It just keeps right on multiplying.
Well, amen to what you're doing here. I took this on in a pretty big way back in 1974, but it went by the wayside. I only got into it on a part-time basis, but I did do real well as far as who I was trying to contact in different countries. But I'd like to give you a call. I thank you for coming on the air with us.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay, I need to talk now about doityourselfguns.com. This is one-stop shopping for the best quality videos and CDs that have machinist drawings, machinist blueprints of firearms, videos that instruct you how to build firearms, including their bestseller, which is how to build the AK-47. DIYguns.com, they have a toll-free number, 888-525-6889. That's 888 525-6889. Do-it-yourself-guns.com. One-stop shopping for home gunsmithing supplies. Check them out. You'll be glad that you did. Stan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're kind of all over the map here in terms of what we can do and how we can do it. And this, everybody needs to know that we're all over the planet, literally, this radio show. We've had listeners calling from Australia, from New Zealand. We had a caller from Moscow a couple of months ago. So you might be getting emails or phone calls from almost any place on the planet. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore, and we're getting close to the top of the hour, at the end of the show. We're talking with Mr. Stan Irvin with BiozymeAg.com. And, Stan, tell us about the veterinary prize. We haven't talked at all about animal health and what your products can do for animals.
Okay, we've had a lot of people now that's using our microbes and for animal health. And the goal got started by a man out of Guymon, Oklahoma, a veterinary, which took our product and started using it as a probiotic. And, of course, the fact that a lot of people are bringing cattle in from warmer climates to colder climates, at different times through the winter. And, of course, the biggest problem they have, and they know, is the shipping fevers and is in the incubation. And, of course, when they unload them, well, it's always a problem they have to deal with.
Right.
Well, we got in from that end of that phase to where now, as like Dr. Stelzer talks about, the fact is we talk about antibiotics. Of course, he says, to be real honest about it, when you talk about anti, he said that's against life.
Right.
He says you talk about probiotic, he says you're establishing life, you're for life.
Right.
And we have found that also in animals and small pets, all the way to horses. In fact, on our one website, you'll see the difference on a horse. It happens to be my granddaughter's horse, nevertheless, and a show horse. But how it will do for us, enhancing the muscles of the animals and what have you. And also, it takes less feed for conversion for dairies, dairy cows. When I got them on, we have several dairies that do have them on our product on in their system as far as their drinking water and what have you. And, of course, they just get a very minute amount. But what we're doing is basically replacing the bad bacteria with the good. In other words, we got a bacteria that's more dominating, which is good, which takes over the bad. And these are the results that we're getting. And, of course, again, with all the things we're dealing with, of course, all the diseases we hear about, the viruses we're talking about, problems we have as far as supposedly the bird flu's coming on, because
right.
Dr. Stelzer
right.
says, he says that it's not going to be if, he says you better know it's going to be when.
And well, it's time to get our plants stronger and our animals stronger by contacting BiozymeAg.com. That's BiozymeAg.com, and their telephone number is 785-628-6435. Stan, we're very near at the end of our time together and visiting here with all these folks all over the planet Earth. And your products are truly, truly revolutionary, or the People's Republic of China would not have traveled to Hayes, Kansas, trying to buy your proprietary secrets. In my opinion, they wouldn't have done that. They went out of their way to try to buy everything you have.
It was quite a surprise to us, too.
And one of these guys couldn't even speak English, could he?
Well, it was through an interpreter, yes.
That was probably the scientist. They probably had one, or the political leader, one or the other. Weren't they wearing uniforms?
No.
They left those at home. Well, we're out of time. Sam, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I enjoyed it.
We'll have to do this again.
Yeah, we had a lot of things we just didn't, wasn't able to cover, but we'd be more happy to do it anytime.
We'll have to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week. You all be safe, and God bless America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.